You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Welcome to TJ's podcast.
Hello, fanatic hoes. You are right where you need to be. The show where we talk about anything and everything. No holds barred, as they say in the wrestling. If it interests me, it'll interest you. That's the only rule. So we'll talk about whatever, whenever, however. We'll just get into it. You can do it. Put your back into it. So, I guess technically, because of the theme of the podcast and the various segments we do, this would fall under stupid celebrity news, but I actually don't think this is a stupid celebrity thing. These are celebrities, but believe it or not, I don't think they're being stupid, which is weird, so weird. It is, in reference to, the story is in reference to, an interview that actress Eva Mendez did on the Today Show last week. I guess being on the Today Show in and of itself is stupid. I've been on the Today Show, by the way. Years and years ago, Ace, my radio partner, and I were on the Today Show because we had done, just like an unbelievable thing for charity. That's all. No biggie. But Eva Mendez and that Ryan Gosling are a couple. They're not married, but they have children out of wedlock. But they seem to be pretty well adjusted as a couple. And the reason I say that is because on this Today Show interview, Eva Mendez said something that, lit a fire under a lot of women across the nation. Eva Mendez and Ryan Gosling had a mutual understanding that she would give up her acting career to stay home with their children. So she said, quote, it was almost just like a nonverbal agreement that it was like, okay, he's going to work and I'm going to work. I'm just going to work here. She's 50 and he's 43, I believe. Their children are Esmeralda, who is 9, and Amanda, who is 7. Yeah, so they're pretty old to have little kids, like she is. She's 50 and she's got those little kids like that. She's a little bit old and she's really looking it too. She's a haggard looking. Looks like she's, shrinking. She's such an old hag, warts on her nose. You know who I'm talking about, Eva Mendez. Ugh, yeah, just disgusting. Hideous. Actually, I'm being sarcasm, very sarcasm. She's absolutely beautiful. She's a beautiful, beautiful woman. So she says that they said whenever they have kids, she's going to stay and be a stay-at-home mom. And she's glad that she has done that. She enjoys it. She's glad to be there for her kids. Because if their dad's going to be an actor working all the time, and he's a heavy hitter, he's an A-lister, you know, he's an Academy Award winner, nominee, and all that jazz. So, I mean, his acting career, if you want to compare to hers, he's the heavier hitter, right? That's what they call them in Hollywood, heavy hitters. Now, if she were the heavy hitter and he wasn't, I would say he should stay home with those children. So at least they have one parent at home with them all the time, tending to their needs. Now, I know they have nannies and all of that stuff, probably. I don't know for sure that they do, but you got to assume that they do because they're rich. And why not? Why not have some help? But the fact that their mom is there with them at such a young, impressionable age and all, I think is great. You know, you're seeing some more and more of this in the Hollywood world where they're not wanting to raise their children in Hollywood. They realize, you know, what a complete dysfunctional crap hole that Hollywood culture is. And so they you know, they're getting their kids out of there. First of all, California is hard to live in now. It's an oppressive state. It's not a free state. So they're just trying to get out of there. So now, of course, people are giving her a hard time. You shouldn't give up your career for a man and for children, you know, the base core beliefs of radical feminism. Doesn't matter whether she's happy this way or not. You see, radical feminism was women should do whatever they want. They shouldn't be held back by a man. Well, what they want is to stay home with their children. Well, that's not acceptable. So the radical feminist would say women should be free to do what we as a group think they need to be doing in order to help our cause. So it's ridiculous. But here's what I want to do. I want to read at this article for you. And I'm going to illustrate one of my biggest pet peeves and something that I think is a complete farce of a way to communicate in the communications business. Okay? When you see these entertainment stories, not ones from, you know, E! Entertainment or from E.T. or any of these TV gossip shows, I'm talking about in the print. Okay, you say in the papers, but it's not in the papers anymore. So I guess technically it wouldn't be in the print either because they're not printed, they're on the screen. Either way, I'm talking about the written word. You read an article about these celebrities, they are written in a way that is absolutely completely ignorant, stupid, ridiculous. I'll give you an example. I'm just gonna read at the article and then I'll stop it along the way. Eva Mendez and Ryan Gosling had a mutual understanding that she would give up her acting career to stay home with their children. Quote, it was almost like a nonverbal agreement that it was like, oh, he's going to work and I'm going to work. I'm just going to work here, Mendez said on the Today Show Tuesday of being a stay-at-home mother to their two daughters, Esmeralda, 9, and Amanda, 7. The Hitch actress, 50, said it was a no-brainer to put her Hollywood ambitions on hold so he could spend more time with their children. So she could spend more time with their children. Okay, it's that little thing right there. And they're always peppered throughout these stories. The Hitch actress, like nobody reading this story would know who the hell Eva Mendez is if they didn't put that she was in the movie Hitch. Oh, yeah, she was in that movie with Will Smith, Hitch. But it gets worse. And I'm telling you, this is typical. this is not, you know, a one-off thing that I've just been able to find to make fun of. Okay, Quote, I'm so lucky, she said, of being able to have this time with my children. Mendez also clarified that she has a career, but is just no longer acting since becoming a mom. Quote, I still worked. I just didn't act because acting takes you on locations. It takes you away. Mendez said she pretty much stopped acting after she and her partner starred in their 2012 movie, The Place Beyond the Pines, and reflected on working with him on the project. I have never experienced anything like that. The way he works, his commitment to his craft, how he wants to make everything as best as it can be. And that means making his co-stars as best as they can be, Mendez said of Gosling. But unfortunately, or fortunately, there's only one Ryan. Mendez also gushed over Gosling's performance in the 2024 Oscars. Earlier, he performed I'm Just Ken from the Barbie movie. He did his job, she said. He just happens to be really good at his job, and he did it, and he came home. All right. Let's see. Where's another example of what drives me nuts? Gosling, 43, also revealed that their daughters attended his dress rehearsal and offered up some advice. It was great, the La La Land star revealed. Okay, so now they act like you don't even know who Ryan Gosling is toward the end of the article. So they have to put that he was in La La Land. And you'd be like, reading this whole thing, going, who is Ryan? Where have I seen Ryan Gosling? Okay, and now they're talking about him being in the Barbie movie, and he was nominated for an Academy Award, and he performed at the Academy Awards, but I just can't place him. Where do I know him from? What have I seen him in? And then you keep reading and go, oh, he's the guy from La La Land. His name's Ryan Gosling. Of course, now I know. Thank you so much, brilliant writer, for telling me who Ryan Gosling is at the end of the article. Oh, but it's not finished. So we go all the way down to the very last sentence. Mendez and the Notebook actor are known for being quite private about their relationship and have been together for more than a decade. So that's for the people who are so ignorant that you read that whole article talking about Ryan Gosling and you get all the way to the last sentence and you still don't know who, you just can't place him. No clue. It's on the, you know, I just like, oh my God, I can just close my eyes and I can picture him on the screen, but I don't really know any of his work. Evidently he's an actor because they're talking about him like they're in show business. She said that he's acting. He has the acting job. She quit acting. So she's an actress. I know her from Hitch because they told me that in the article. And then I didn't get the connection to La La Land. I don't know where that came. I didn't see that movie. I didn't even know that was a movie. But I was so interested in the story that I read it all the way to the end. And then finally, thank God, they told me that he played in The Notebook. I love that movie, The Notebook. So romantic. What a love story that was. Nicholas Sparks, I believe, although I can't picture him either. I think he wrote that book. But now I know who Ryan Gosling is. Ryan Gosling is from The Notebook, of course. It's just so cheesy and forced, you know? Because you know they're sitting there going, all right, well, we can't just say Ryan Gosling played in these big movies. We have to work it into the story. We have to be subtle with it. It has to be, you know, kind of kind of subliminal, but not subliminal, just very understated. We have to kind of just slip it in there because people don't know who he is. How many people reading this story all the way to the end have no clue who Ryan Gosling is? We got to figure out a way to catch them up. We got to figure out a way to make them believe that this story was worth reading all the way into the end. So, all right. So we mentioned La La Land, Barbie. Well, surely The Notebook will jog some memories if we reference that. Oh God, people are stupid. And I got news for you. If you didn't know who Ryan Gosling was from any of the other references, like 10 pages up, then that last one's not gonna give you any more information that you need. I would say if you're reading that and you don't know who Ryan Gosling is, even a paragraph into the story, go to the next story. You don't care. Why would you care if you don't know who he is? Somebody's got to tell you every movie he's been in. These people. All right. So this is the last day of vacation. We'll be back Monday. I would say with fresh material, but you've been getting fresh material the whole time I've been on vacation. So as the kids say, I'm putting in the work. I need all you fanaticos to be, you know, interactive with me and whatnot, because I'm an influencer and a mover and a shaker and a podcaster and a radio legend and a model and an accountant. A salesperson and a plumber. So I'm doing it all, even the welding around here. Any welding needs to be done around here, I'm doing it. Along with the forklift operating. So thanks for watching and listening and doing. Love you. Bye.
Serving the world. It's TJ's podcast.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more. Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
All guests of the Ace and TJ show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'. The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/neogenics. Neogenix.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.